This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop. Right now, I am talking with a man who is behind Decimation Fest. This is going down Friday and Saturday, August 30th and 31st at the Substation. Substation's a really cool venue. It's kind of like in that like sweet spot between Ballard and Fremont. We call it Freelard in the neighborhood. It's a great venue. Monty from UN helps out with that venue, my man. Trevor from Dead Air Radio helps there. And this is a great venue. Such band, go Horse coming there soon. You got to come out to this venue, and you should go check it out Friday, August 30th and the 31st, because we've got a incredibly brutal death metal festival, and not just death metal though. There, I mean, we got Progenitor, who's a black metal band. We got it's mainly local. Let's jump into it right now. I got Brian, who is a vocalist of Cryptoxic Mortality, but he's also the man behind this festival. So, dude, I mean, how much work have you been putting into this, dude? You must be like, you probably haven't never worked as hard for as little money in your life.
Yeah, you can say that again. It's been rough, not gonna lie. There's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears put into it. But overall, man, I think it's worth it. You know, I've had a couple of other fests in the past. They do mostly pretty decent. I just, overall, man, I'm excited to get this one going. I love the lineup, everybody on it. They're like, most of them are really close friends of mine. So it's really awesome to be able to give the scene, to give the bands like this moment where they can shine in front of, you know, what I'm hoping is a larger audience on a, you know, on a big stage, and where everybody can just throw down and be themselves.
That's awesome, man. So you mentioned that you've done fests in the past. You're relatively new to the Northwest. Did you do fests back home or only here in the Northwest?
Only here in the Northwest. I've done, Tacoma Decimation Fest last year.
At Real Art.
And then this year, earlier, I did Spring Sickness Fest, which was, you know, locals only showcase. Just, you know, so people could come out, hang out, and have a good time.
Okay, so what you're saying is you're making a total living off of this, being a fest promoter. you're paying your mortgage, and
oh yeah,
I'm just kidding. There's no
money, yeah, the money,
death metal.
I'm banking, man.
Unless you're like Lorna Shore or something, there's not much money in this world. But that's not what we do it for, man. We do it for the love and the brutality. So why don't you tell me about
it, man.
Bands that are on this lineup? Why don't you jump into the lineup, bro?
Cool. So for Friday, we've got the pre-party. We've got Afterbirth Pulp. They're the homies. They're, you know, a couple of their members are also in Maneater. If you're familiar with them, yeah. They're kind of a blackened, you know, death. They're awesome. Love them, guys. Progenitor, I'm not really too familiar, I'll be honest. I've heard a couple of their songs that have been sent to me. Being super new to the scene, there's a couple of these bands on here that I'm really not familiar with, but like I've heard their stuff, and I was like, man, this sounds dope. I like it.
Progenitor is a black metal project, and they're an awesome band. And I will say shout out to Travis. He is a Travirus, rather. He is the newest member of Progenitor. He's often a guest co-host on Metal Shop for years. Almost 15 years he's been on Metal Shop off and on, and he is the new guitarist for this band. So he got his whole black metal look going. He got the first time he's wearing corpse paint. So
nice.
I'm to see him in that band Progenitor. So anyway, and who else?
We got Sunshine Lollipop, and yeah. Honestly, they're kind of one of my favorites, man. I'm not gonna lie.
Ozzy Grind.
Yeah, I stumbled upon them one time, and I was just like, "What is this?" And like their song "Toe Beans," dude, it did me in, man. Like it was positive grind metal, and I was like, "Dude, this is sick." Positive. So yeah, no, I had to have them the moment I heard it. I was like, "Dude, are you guys busy?" And they were like, "Oh, well, let me check." And they came back like, "Nah, we're good, man." And I was like, "Dude, please join my fest."
That's awesome, man. Cool.
So, and then we got oh my goodness, I can't even read my own thing here. Mark of the Beast. These guys, couple of them, I believe they came from, Born Without Blood. I believe their vocalist is the vocalist from Born Without Blood. They sent me their demo, one of their singles that they dropped. I loved it. Super, super solid, really good. And, you know, once again, I was like, man, dude, these guys got to be on there. They kind of have like a, like almost like an Archspire feel.
Okay.
Almost like it's, I love it. It's really good. It's fast paced. They've got great riffs, great grooves.
Right.
Personally, I was really impressed. And then you guys know them, you love them, Primordial Atrocity, the Olympia homies.
Yeah.
We love those guys. Jake, shout out Jake. Love you, man. He's fantastic. He's taken me under his wing since I moved here, along with the Cryptoxic guys and multiple other guys in the scene. So, and then, we got Disease.
Yeah.
Once again, just straight up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right.
Yep, straight up. And we're excited. We have them headlining Friday. So that's going to be nuts. It's overall Friday is going to be a good show. You know, just because it's locals, don't let it fool you. These guys are heavy hitters. They're fantastic. Come out, hang out, throw down. Drink some beers, whatever you got to do. It's going to be great.
And you said there's going to be glizzies.
Of course. Yeah, I believe they're called Glizzy Guys. They're going to be out on the patio.
Okay, nice.
So, yeah, I'm also excited for that because I don't even know what a glizzy is, bro, but I'm assuming it's a type of hot dog.
It is. Yeah, it's just a ridiculous name for a hot dog. It is.
Okay, got it.
About it. It's just a weird way to say a sausage.
Okay. Well, heck yeah, that's going to be fantastic. I can't wait. I like me some hot dogs.
Yes. And Disease, man, I've actually have never seen them, but they are freaking bad. And I'm stoked to see them. So that's Friday, the 30th. And again, this is Labor Day weekend. So, you know, you want to go and get heavy with them. Again, I'm talking with Brian, who is the vocalist of Cryptopsic Mortality. We're going to hear a song from them in a moment. But he is pretty much solely invested in this operation of friggin' Seattle Decimation Festival. And this is
I can't take all the credit. Tiffany right. Membry, she has been a rock, man. I'm very grateful to her her knowledge of a lot of the scene. And with her we were able to put this together.
All right.
So yeah, I cannot take full credit.
What do we got going on for night two, man?
So for night two, we got the local homies, Hangman's Park. Everybody loves them. They're fantastic. They've got like that jazz infusion to their death metal. I love it. They're great.
Those guys drove like 3 hours to get to an interview on KISW on a weeknight. And I knew that they were dedicated. And
they're awesome.
Serious? And they're like, yeah, totally, man. It's all good. We do this all the time.
Yep. They're awesome, man. Super humble guys, too.
Oh, yeah. They live in such a remote area out by Aberdeen that pretty much anytime they book a show, they have to drive a long ways. So,
dude, I did not know that.
Yep.
Wow. Well, shout out to you guys grinding.
Exactly.
So next up, we got Nihilist Nation. That's another one I'm not really super, super familiar with.
Okay. Let's check it out. Nihilist Nation. Cool, man.
And then after that, we've got Disease and Deprave, Portland homies.
Awesome.
So they're absolutely fantastic. Kind of like a blackened death metal deathcore ish. They're super good. Like they remind me a lot of Cattle Decapitation.
Okay. Awesome.
So and then after that we've got Back from Death. Once again, Portland homies. They're fantastic. Just super super good. Like zombie death metal. Love them. They're absolutely fantastic. Then we got Cryptic Enslavement. You guys know them from Vancouver, Canada.
Okay, nice.
So they're coming down to throw down. They've got kind of like a technical death metal, brutal death metal edge. They're super. They're really good, man. Shout out Yui, their guitarist. He's a good homie of mine. He's treated us to dinner, hung out. Really, really good dude. I also filled in on vocals for them for what was it? It was a show at the Charleston.
There you go.
Now
we get to see them, and maybe they'll make you another meal.
Yeah, right. Hey, man. I would love that. But yeah, no, they actually just got a new vocalist, and dude, he's fantastic. He is a monster. He's like, I'm very happy for them. So after Cryptic Enslavement, we go into some of the out of towners. So you guys are hopefully familiar with Bolt Cutter from, yes. I believe, Eugene.
Yes.
Yep. They're gonna be bringing those gangster slams. Can't wait. And then right after them, we've got Desoectomy from the Inland Empire.
Okay, not familiar. They're from California. They're coming up for this.
Dude, they're fantastic. If you haven't checked them out, highly recommended. They got a brand new EP called Mall. Oh my goodness, Mall Atrocities. You can edit that out. I think it's like Mall Desecrated Atrocities. But they're fantastic. Super, super, super good. It's on Slam Worldwide. Highly recommend. They've also got some other ones. My favorite song personally is Dump Truck Disembodiment.
Okay.
Highly recommend. They're ridiculously good. And then right after that, I got my AZ homies in Virulent.
Okay.
So they're straight up just disgusting hardcore, like a hardcore edge of slam. They're super, super good. I think they're honestly going to be a crowd pleaser. And then right after that, you got Cryptoxic Mortality. We're going to be doing our thing like we always do.
How are you going to be able to handle keeping the fest going and then also performing? What if, you know, I mean, are you going to have a pass off like stage manager role for like 20 minutes while you guys play?
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Cool.
Yep. I'm going to pass it off to probably one of the homies, have somebody take over just to make sure, you know, it's not going crazy. And then right after we're done, I'm right back to the grind.
There we go.
So after that, we got Maseroth.
Okay.
Yep. Maseroth is, you guys know them. They're awesome. Another one of the Portland bands. They're fantastic. They've got a brutal death feel with some slams in it. Shout out to Ian and Tony, guitarist and vocalist, both fantastic human beings, fantastic people, and fantastic musicians. Then, for the first time in the Pacific Northwest in forever, we have Bludgeoned.
Nice.
Yep. Bludgeoned is going to throw down alongside their brand new vocalist. He's flying all the way out from Texas, too.
Really?
Yep. So that's going to be insane.
Okay.
And then we've got Tacoma Heroes, Excrescence.
Oh, yes, dude.
Yep. I cannot wait. And then to top it all off, we've got Fetal Embalmment. He is, I met him, got to actually hang out with a guy at Arkansas Death Fest. Super good, super humble dude. He plays a horror themed, kind of like Mortician, like a horror themed death metal. He's got like severed hands, severed like body parts and stuff that he throws out into the crowd while he's playing. And like, dude, it's nuts, man. He's got killer stage presence. He's a killer musician. He's a one man band too.
Wait, okay. So does he have like does he do like drum tracks?
He's got the drum tracks, I believe, on his laptop. He plugs directly into an interface and he just goes ham.
Dude, what's it called again?
Fetal Embalmment.
Fetal Embalmment. Okay, sick, yep. Man.
He's nuts, man. So, but yeah, that's about it on that lineup, man. I'm beyond excited. I'm happy. It'll be really, really nice to see this all come to, like, you know, full circle. Yeah. I'm beyond excited, man. You know, I'm very happy that I had Tiffany assisting with this. I'm very happy that she had very grateful for her knowledge of the scene, man. Because, you know, once again, and I can't stress this enough, I am new.
Yeah.
I've only been here for 2 years. Unfortunately, I can't get out super, super often to shows, and it sucks because I want to support all the homies. But like, dude, I love Washington, man. I love the Washington death metal scene, hardcore scene, deathcore scene. It doesn't matter what it is, man. I love the extreme metal scene out here. It has so many incredible artists that are all just phenomenal, and they all deserve the spotlight, man. And that's more or less what Deceased Productions' vision is. That's my vision, man, is to give back to this scene, because when I got here, I didn't know anybody. Mm-hmm. And everybody was ridiculously welcoming. Showed me around. Shout out to Troll, who assisted me and the wifey on our very first, like our second week here. We showed up and it was for the Bludgeon show at at the Plaid Pig. And we were both super excited to go. And she had to go to the restroom. We couldn't find a restroom and we couldn't find an ATM, so we couldn't get into the bar. and pay our door fee. And Troll was like, yo, dude, I got you. And he like showed us like down Tacoma's little stretch and helped us out. And, you know, of course, the Cryptoxic guys, man, Caleb Lukey and you know, Caleb Keller and homie Joseph, man, like all these guys just, and of course, you know, Jake from Primordial Atrocity, they all took me under their wing and helped me to thrive with Cryptoxic. And, you know, I just want to give back, man. Like, I'm not worried about the money, dude. Like, nobody gets into fest making to make buku money. At least, you know, and if they do make huge amounts of money, congratulations to them. But like, this is all about the scene, dude. It's about giving Washington a fest.
Totally, man. Yeah, this isn't like when we were young festival in Las Vegas. This isn't, yeah, you know, Sick New World. This is like extreme underground death metal, you know, like, but it's an amazing lineup. And again, let me talk about it. Seattle Decimation Fest, 2-day event, Nonstop Brutality, 20 bands Friday and Saturday, Hot Dogs on the Patio by Glizzy Guys, multiple bars, lots to drink, 21 and only. And like, you know, I mean, we just broke down all the different bands, and it's going down at the substation the 30th and the 31st. So that's next weekend. And yeah, just get your tickets. You can get them at the door if you don't want to pre-order. You can get them while you can. And man, we're going to talk a little bit about Cryptoxic Mortality here. You guys are just, you guys put out so much music. Like, and I mean, you guys, you have so many EPs and records, and Caleb's just a monster as far as recording.
He's a beast, man.
You guys just put out another EP, and it just came out this week. And we're going to play a song from it. You guys are going to be playing Saturday for the Decimation Fest. And we're going to go into Intestinal Impalement. Is there anything you want to say about this song?
This was honestly a lot of fun, man. It was my first time releasing a lyric video, for starters, which was phenomenal. And oh God, it came out so, so good. So shout out to Farsaya Bangs Art for a phenomenal job. It was also my first experimentation with a different style of vocals.
Okay.
And I have, you know, the two of my biggest heroes in all of death metal are Matty Way and Angel Ochoa. And I wanted to pay homage with my vocals to them, especially when I got to meet Angel at Arkansas Death Fest. Talk about a life-altering moment for me. Seeing Cephalotripsy live was, dude, was nuts. And then, dude, yeah, I think it's Cephalotripsy or Cephalotripsy. I think Angel told me it was Cephalotripsy.
Okay.
Yeah.
A new record. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude, their new record's phenomenal, dude. Best one, album of the year for me, hands down, man. I is absolutely incredible. But yeah, dude, to actually be able to meet Angel and to thank him and to explain, like, you know, just to talk to him, be like, hey, man, like, you know, because he, you know, he was like, dude, your vocals were insane. And I was like, well, I mean, thank you so much. But like, that's because of your inspiration, because of Matty Way's inspiration. Like, I wouldn't have ever become a vocalist if not for that. And I've been working really hard to take what they, you know, paved the way with, that vocal style, that vocal tone, and turn it into my own. And I feel like I finally succeeded, you know, kind of creating my own tone, my own sound, with this new EP that's coming out on August 23rd. But also it was incredible to work with the rest of the guys, because dude, Caleb put so many hours and is still putting so many hours into mixing and mastering and writing. And like, honestly, I personally believe this is our best work so far.
Awesome, man. Well, we're going to play a song from it, and you can catch them at Seattle Decimation Fest. Again, 20 bands. This is going down next weekend, Friday and Saturday at Substation. We hope to see you there. And thank you so much for doing all of this for the Northwest music scene, man. And get yourself a glizzy and watch some brutal, brutal slamming death metal.
For sure. You don't want to miss this one.
Cryptoxic Mortality is Intestinal Impalement here on Metal Shop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.